The following program is sponsored by Dr. Booze. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booze on News 102.3 KRMG. The topics explored on the program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booze wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
Thank you very much, Siri. I'll talk to you later. I'm on the radio right now. I love KRMG. He's got a lot of great shows on, and I just got through hearing a great show. It's called Senior something. Good show. Great show. And I love that they're talking about ways to combat pain without drugs, pills, potions, and lotions, without the side effects of things like opioids, which kill people, which break up families, and which were one time being dispersed like M&Ms. And it goes back to the thing you hear me say this over and over again. I'll never quit talking about this. And that's that we make up 4% of this world's population, 4%. Yet we take over 50% of all the drugs on the planet. Folks, that's wrong. We're 4% of the population. We take care of, we eat 50% of the drugs. It's wrong. And look what happens. I mean, people get killed because of somebody in a white lab coat, which people revere like they're some kind of a god or something. You know, I remember back when, back in the 80s when we determined that all of a sudden that estrogen should not be given to women on a continual basis. And the MDs would turn their nose at somebody if they rejected their estrogen shots or estrogen treatment, estrogen therapy, like you were some sort of a back-heeled idiot. And they would thumb their noses at you. All of a sudden we found out that those dispensing those estrogen therapies were killing people with cancer. We're killing people. So the arrogant who were dispensing this crap, and it's the same thing's happening now. I mean, you can't get opioids just by walking into Walmart. The same thing's happening now. We've got to quit trusting ourselves to the medical community like there's some kind of a magical, you know, all for good organization. They're people. They make mistakes, and they are arrogant. And one of the things I talked about in the program was chronic pain. Chronic pain is a huge thing. It's people will say, okay, so you're making all these pot shots at the medical community. So what have you got in response? I've got something huge in response. Huge. But I don't know if people want to hear about it. It's just so elementary. It's so common sense. You know, take a look at your body for a second. Go back to your fifth grade anatomy course. And we are made up of many systems. A skeletal system, which one part of that skeletal system is a spine, 24 segments of your spine, 24 movable bones. That's the key, movable bones. And they are protecting your lifeline, your spinal cord. And the transmission of energy comes from your brain down the spinal cord out to every single cell and tissue in your body if there is no interference to it. That's how that's how you're healthy. That is the only way you're healthy. You can do all the Pilates courses you want. You can do all the yoga classes you want. You can drink as many celery juices as you want. That's the only way it happens. As long as that lifeline from your brain down the spinal cord out to every single cell and tissue in your body gets its nerve supply, gets its lifeline, gets its marching orders, the brain tells the tissues what to do. And that tissue then sends information back up that same spinal cord in order to transmit how things are going, so the regulation can continue to occur. And if we don't recognize that, that's just fifth grade anatomy. So you say, okay, well, what's that important? Well, because these segments of your spine can and do misalign, and they lock in that misaligned state where they're interfering with those nerve transmissions that they're supposed to protect. They're supposed to protect those nerve transmissions, but they're not. And so we, as our profession, doctors of chiropractic, we look to the spine because, by the way, Hippocrates, father of medicine, said, look well to the spine for the cause of disease. Look well to the spine for the cause of disease. And yet we don't like to look that close because pharmaceuticals can't make much money off that. It's not a pharmaceutical approach. It's not a pharmaceutical answer. So we want to be able to go and look at your spine, make sure it's doing what it's designed to do. And we find a segment of your spine that's out of alignment, that's putting pressure on nerves, very real pressure on nerves. It's not some psychological thing. And we find this interference to your nerve system. We want to restore it. How do we restore it? Do we take a pill, a potion, lotion? No, we don't. There's no drug, chemical, potion out there to do that. It only is a mechanical problem which needs a mechanical answer. So that's where I come in. I use a very small, very gentle approach to get these stuck spinal bones that are putting pressure on your nerves, that are creating chronic pain, that you've been taking gallons of medicine for, that you've taken tons of drugs for, sometimes many hundreds of dollars per month for. And we go in, we find the segment of the spine, we release it back to its default state, back to its state it's supposed to be in, and you get your health back. It's that simple. It's that simple. But we don't want it that simple, do we? We want to complicate things. Talk about the COX-2 inhibitor. We want to talk about everything we can think of except just the common sense approach that if we find an interference, to remove it. And that's as simple as we can put it. Does it take time? Sometimes it takes time. And so when I start care with somebody, sometimes I don't know if I could help somebody or not, and I'll let them know that. Sometimes a gentleman came to you not too long ago, and I didn't know if I could help him or not, and I said, look, I'll take care of you for free until I find out if this is going to make much sense. And he kept asking all kinds of questions and all kinds of I didn't know. And so what I'm saying is this is whoever you're going to work with, give your doctor time. It's a partnership. The doctor does his part, you do your part, and 80% of the time we get just incredible results. And the place to go to find out, there's lots of great doctors of chiropractic in the state, lots of great chiropractors, and so if you know someone who's a friend or family member who's seeing one, go to that person. Go get their name, go see that person. Give them the time it takes. It takes 6 months to heal a broken bone, 9 months to make a baby. There's physiological times that our body requires. So whatever that time he's going to recommend to you, maybe 3 months, 6 months, whatever it might be, give him that much time. And speaking of how much time, by the way, it's 9:15. Usually I take a break around. I love my job. I love what it is I get to do here, and I get to, Monday through Friday, I get to go show up every day, and I'm basically what I call a glorified janitor of the nerve system. But one thing that's also cool too is to when you get to show up here at KRMG, because we have the most incredible folks to work with up here, If you're a radio person like I am, if you look at the different awards you see on the air, the Marconi type award stuff, you will every single crew member here is top notch. Russell Mills, a great thank you today because we had some. I was trying to be two places at one time today, and. I love being able to have folks that will just jump in at a moment's notice and help me get through that. And there's something I want to share with you. You know, sometimes you'll sit and listen to different air programs. Matter of fact, I've had somebody say last week, they say, you know, I liked the show last week, but it really didn't pertain to me. You know, I hadn't been in a car wreck, and I didn't really have that much to – it was interesting. But I promise you that I've got some things that I'm going to talk about that is going to be, like they say, take-home value that you can use Monday morning. That's tomorrow, or right now, for that matter. And so I want to take – let's take our first break. And I do want to, again, thank Russell Mills for being the top-nut son again that he is here at KRMG. And I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. You know, I've been doing this show now about 18 years, I guess. And today was the second time out of these 18 years of Sundays that a kind officer of the law decided to have a visit with me on my way to the studio. I wasn't driving apparently as I should have been, and I wasn't. And so there are those suggestions. I guess they're not suggestions. I guess they're actually laws that say how fast you're supposed to go, how fast you're supposed to not go over. But I want to thank this particular officer because they're a big KRMG listener, and they are – I don't want to use anybody's name because they might get in trouble. But thank you for just saying slow it down, and I'll be listening. So I thank you so very much. You're very, very, very kind. And it kind of, you know, lately with my, can we talk? Lately with my lifestyle, you know, it's like telling people one thing and recommending that they do things, you know, and you recommend strongly that they take care of their health in a certain way and they live their lifestyle in a certain way. And then when you do just the exact opposite, I'll be honest, I'm two-faced a lot lately. And can I tell you another secret? And the secret is your body doesn't care. It just doesn't care. You know, it doesn't care about your work schedules. It doesn't care about your preferences and the taste in your food. You know, it doesn't care that you have that donut craving. And I don't anymore. But I've been delivered from that, thank God. But I used to just love those things. But it just doesn't. Your body, you put junk in your body, you know that, don't you? And you get junk out of it. But I've talked to your bodies. I've talked to thousands and thousands of your bodies. And they've told me they just don't care. And it doesn't care how many miles you live from the clinic or your office that you have chosen for your choice of business, so that you find it. So you find it the reason you missed the majority of your doctor visits. Let's say you live too far from your particular doctor. My suggestion is this: is I've had patients come in to me and say, I'll say, you know, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. They'll say, well, it's just hard to get in here. I'm this far away, and I tell them, you know, I care about you, and I would rather be your friend. And not your doctor. I'd rather be your friend and not your doctor, because there's some fine folks in your area. And I'm honored that you chose our office. We see a lot of folks from Arkansas, from Bartlesville, from McAllister, and there's a lot of fine docs between here and there. A lot of them. And you know, a gentleman came to see me recently. He was a nice guy. Well over 50 years old, who decided to pick up the violin. Excuse me, he decided to pick up the fiddle. That's what he calls it. And he wanted to pick up the fiddle, and he was experiencing not pain, but some trembling in his left arm. And I did, as I always do, I did a physical exam procedure to determine the cause of the problem. And it's a very different kind of examination procedure. One like few that you've ever experienced before. You know, I don't just take a look at your shoulder and bend it back and forth and tap you here, tap you there. But it's an examination procedure that from your toes to your nose, regardless of your complaints, I know some patients must think, is he listening to me? Because I just talked to him about my shoulder, and now he's down looking at my hip. And what's that got to do with my shoulder? Well, it has everything to do with your shoulder because, you know, we are a building. You're walking around in a 24-story building. And if your body is out of alignment, let's say, for instance, your pelvis is out of alignment, every single step you take, it'll throw stress between your shoulders up into your neck, and which can then produce stress on those nerves that go to lead into your head and create headaches. And so why would I be adjusting somebody's right hip when they've got neck pain and headaches? And it's just because of that. Because if your foundation's off in your home and your chimney keeps cracking, and you keep sending somebody up there to try to rectify it, and they put up cement or whatever they do to do that concrete, or I always get the difference between cement and concrete. But they get up there, they fix it, and then a year later, it's back to doing the same thing again until somebody finally says, hey, wait, let's look beneath that. Let's just see what the foundation is. Let's see what it's relying on for its stability. And that's what we do with your body. And it's like I said, it's a very different examination procedure, one like few have ever experienced before. And also that's why I say sometimes that you'll hear me say an examination procedure from your toes to your nose, regardless of your complaint. Why? Well, because someone can be complaining of lower body related issues. And let's say like foot drop syndrome. Have you heard of foot drop syndrome? Doesn't sound like much of an exciting condition, but foot drop syndrome looks kind of like this. It looks like you're a soldier, let's say, on one side, and you're picking your knee way up, and then you're dropping your foot down, and then your left leg moves forward fine, and then you pick your right knee way up, and you drop it down, and then your left leg goes forward like it should. And that foot drop syndrome is due to the it's almost like a paralysis of the anterior tibialis muscle, which is it's the front muscle of the tibia, of your lower leg. And if that muscle can't work like it's supposed to work, if it can't pick your toes up, then you'd be dragging your toes, basically. You see what I mean? If your foot couldn't come up like it's supposed to, then your whole knee has to rise way up before you drop it back down again. And that's why somebody can be complaining of a lower body related condition, let's say like foot drop syndrome. And that so frequently we find is the causative factor there is the neck region. Yeah, the mid cervical spine. So it's hard to even fathom sometime how your neck area, the cervical spine area, how something that far away from your foot can be having neurological interference, causing that foot not to be able to fire like it should. And then you begin to have those problems. And so there's a whole lot I want to talk about concerning things just like that, the cause and effect of things, And let's take our bottom of the hour break. It's now 9:29:27, as a matter of fact. And I've got some more fun stuff I want to talk to you about as you look at your right foot and wonder why it wants to do that. But again, I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. And let's listen to KRP, and we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the program. I talked about how your body doesn't care, and sometimes I'll say things like that. By the way, too, for those of you folks who like to call in and leave little messages, I don't have my phone with me today. I apologize. So it's not a good day for getting convo to me, but what I mean by it doesn't care is that it just doesn't care. And what I mean by that is that I've had people say, well, I just don't have time to get in and get this thing done. Well, again, your body doesn't care. If you have a situation in your spine, you know, a joint's designed to do one thing, one thing only. And if you give it some thought, it's to move. So if your joint can't move, it's the only way fluid gets in and outside of that disc, that soft part of the disc that needs nutrients. And it's a process called imbrication. And if you lose that motion, if you lose that ability, that pumping motion, that's when you begin to lose the height of the disc. The disc begins to get smaller and smaller. So a question here, when you get older, let's qualify that. When you get past the age of, say, 25, do you get taller or smaller as the years go by? Well, usually you get shorter because of that one thing. You start losing the ability of your disc to move. The disc can't move. The dehydration occurs. And then you have that decay. And that's what we call osteoarthritis. Osteo meaning bone, arth meaning joint, itis, inflammation. So it's not like a disease that you catch sitting on a toilet seat. It's a condition that you develop because of lifestyle. So if you don't get out there and move those bones, I don't care how inconvenient it might be for you, it's going to cause that same thing. And it's also one thing, too, that I talked to you about the gentleman who had trouble with his new hobby, his fiddle playing, and his hand would start to shake. And the reason I think that doctors need to look at everything is because in his case, it wasn't just his shoulder, his arm that was giving him trouble. It was his lower spine. His lower spine was putting definite pressure on the spinal cord. The spinal cord wasn't able to support his core muscles properly. And that's why you need to see a doctor who is not stuck on tunnel vision. Now, what I mean by stuck on tunnel vision, and that's when somebody, I call it the point and pray method. Somebody points to where they hurt, and they do something, pray that whatever they've done is going to fix it. And it's just, I wish it were that simple. Wish you could just poke where it hurts, but it's just not that simple. Doctors should never let the symptoms use them. Rather, the doctors should use the symptoms. Did you get what I said when I said that? Doctors shouldn't let the symptoms use them, but they should use the symptoms. So back to my fiddle player here again. He was suffering from trembling in his left arm, not pain. He was adamant that it wasn't pain. And it's interesting sometimes how people will want to get real specific on. Now, it's not pain. It's not pain or it's not a discomfort, but they want to get right down to what it feels like, which I think is good. It helps me get more information. But based on his complaints and the physical examination, X-rays of the spine were taken, and it was obvious he had a disc compression concurrent with this new nerve compression. And to complicate matters, his condition was progressive. From the looks of the X-rays, his condition was many years old due to the presence of degenerative scarring or lipping of the around the surface of the bone. And your discs are actually tougher than the bones are. The discs are, they'll stay there longer than your bones will. And when we can see this presence of this degeneration of the cervical disc and the vertebrae, medically it's referred to as degenerative joint disease, DJD. Degenerative joint disease, and I hate that term. To me, that's just so lame. I mean, degenerative joint disease. So it sounds to me as if somehow you've got this condition that just somehow floated inside your body, and in chiropractic circles, we use that
the term subluxation degeneration. Now, subluxation degeneration, which I like more than the DJD term, it describes something. It describes how it got that way. Now, I don't know about you, but the term degenerative joint disease, just think about that for a second. Degenerative joint disease. It conjures up, well, a disease process, you know, rather than a condition. A disease leaving you clueless as to what's causing the disease. And honestly, I think that the only reasons for making it mystical is because you don't know what's causing the condition, meaning the doctors giving this diagnosis, they're sometimes clueless, and they'll admit it to me. I've gotten referrals from many fine doctors in Tulsa, and I think, by the way, the Tulsa has some of the finest MDs in the state, in the country, and we don't always see eye to eye on things. I think that sometimes we get along really well because we do refer back and forth to each other. But I just sometimes think it's because they're practicing out of the wrong toolbox, so to speak. And but it's things just like that, saying that you have a degenerative disease. Because I'd want to know, you know, somebody told me, if I was went out to see my car tires and one tire looked like it was thinning, I wouldn't want somebody to say, that tire's got a disease. There's a disease on that tire. And I said, well, why doesn't the other tire have a disease? Well, they'd say, well, it's in better alignment, so it has equal weight distribution. So now that equal weight distribution is able to carry the load. And when it carries a load like it does, then, and only then, do you get a chance to be able to live the life of that disc. And you can't just get a new disc. Well, there are some things you can do nowadays that are where they actually put in new disc. And last week we talked about the effectiveness rates of that procedure are dismal at best. That's not from me. That's from the AMA. But I honestly think that it's the reasons for making it mystical is because you walk away not knowing what's causing the condition, and sometimes the doctor is the same way. He's sometimes clueless as to why it's happening, or they do understand and want to keep the patient in the dark so as to better control them. I hate to say it like that, but it's kind of like saying, patient, I understand your disease, but it's way too complicated for your simple little head. So let's just don't bother your little head about this thing. Here, just take this purple pill. But folks, the diagnosis, subluxation, degeneration, is a very clear, to me, I would say elegant. It's because it's concise. It's a term to explain a constellation of factors, all understandable by most all patients I've taken care of, and I've taken care of for over the last 38 years now. And let's do this. Just break down the term. And you know what? It's going to take me probably more time to break this term down because I've got after the commercial here, about 8 minutes or so left. So I'm just going to throw this out at you, so I want you to be thinking about this, because what I'm going to tell you is something that people will tell you does not exist. They will tell you it does not exist, and to me, they will tell you it does not exist because they are arrogant, because they don't know about it. It'd be just like me not understanding what a proton is, saying protons don't exist. They just don't exist. They just don't. I've never seen one. You prove it to me, and I'll believe you, but not until then. So when we come back from break, I want to talk about something called a vertebral subluxation and how it's rampant. It's epidemic on our planet, and it's causing you. It's costing you your life. In many cases, it's costing you years from your life and life from your years. And it's fixable. That's the sad thing. That's the shame of it. It's fixable. And sometimes it's just an almighty dollar that stops people from reaching out for help because they've been told it doesn't exist. And I'm Dr. Howard Boos from Boos Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and we will be right back. Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, I talked about something before we went to break, and it's something that you have been told, many of you have been told, doesn't exist. And I'm telling you that I've seen over the last 38 years, I changed these numbers, you might notice, 34 to 38 years, I wish I started in 1980, so it's 38 years. And I've seen folks who have been told there's no help for you, wish there were, but this is you're just going to have to live with it. And they'll come in sometimes and say, you know, I'd love for you to be able to help me, but I just, you know, I'll be honest, don't think you're going to get, I've been to some of the best doctors around. And so I'll say, well, let's just take an x-ray. Let's take a look and see. Well, I've had x-rays already. So and I'll say, what did they say? Did they find a problem? No, they didn't find a problem. They found a little problem. So it's in your head then. They're saying it's all in your head, and you're just hurting, and there's no reason for it. And it's okay, go ahead and take an x-ray. So we take an x-ray, and it is so incredibly clear and easy to see that this term, this diagnosis, this subluxation degeneration, it's a very clear, it's a concise term to explain this constellation of factors. And let's break it down. Subluxation means a spinal vertebrae has misaligned, and it's misaligned in such a way as to lose its normal movement. Now, subluxation means, luxation means totally out of place. Luxation means totally out of place, like a joint being totally out of place. Well, a sub is like a submarine under water, it's not totally out of place, so it's less than totally out of place, but there is a misalignment issue. And so when we see this take place, it alters your spine's ability to move. And what happens is it's either locked up, or it's reduced its ability to move. And when it occurs like that, when it occurs to where it moves some, it produces inflammation. So I want to try a little experiment with me. If you're driving, don't do this, okay? But if you're not driving, put your hands together for me and out in front of your chest and like you're going to pray. Now rub them together for a few seconds. If you can hear my hands rubbing back and forth, just rub just like that. And rub it like that, and just rub. And now stop and ask yourself this question. Are your hands colder or are they warmer? Well, obviously they're warmer. Why? Because they've had friction placed up against them. And they're warmer and warmer because the key element of inflammation, by the way, is warm. And heat. That's why it's inflamed. And we'll talk about that on a future show here because I've just got a few minutes I want to talk to you about. But in this fiddle player I was talking about earlier, when his trembling left arm demonstrated this degeneration in his cervical disc in his neck area, you could see the vertebrae had lost its normal ability to move because the disc had changed shape. The bone had changed shape. Now, if it's so misaligned that takes place, the normal forward curve that should be there, that curve that should be in the neck, is not there anymore. And so the curve's gone. That also destroys the openings in which the nerves are supposed to exit. And I always tell patients that I don't write their x-rays. I only read them. And after reading his x-rays, it was obvious that his condition was going to require a schedule of care with a frequency of about 3 times per week for about 4 to 6 weeks, followed by twice a week for about the same number of weeks. So probably about 90 days. And people always want it to be fixed in one visit and for it to cost nothing. And I'm like everybody else. I'm the same as you are. But Mother Nature takes time. It just does. It takes like 6 weeks to heal a broken bone, takes 9 months to have a baby. And in order to correct a subluxation, takes sometimes anywhere from 30 days to 90 days, depending on the severity of the condition. So we started the process, and little by little, he began to feel better. And that's the key, little by little. Sometimes it's not all at once. Sometimes, matter of fact, you'll feel good, and well, after three adjustments, you'll think, hey, this guy's the best doctor in the world. Then about the fourth or fifth visit, you'll think, I wish I'd never met this guy, because there'll be times it'll be sore because I'm moving things that have not moved in a long, long time. So there's a lot more to explaining this, but what I want to do is this. I want to encourage you not to accept this kind of a stamp on the forehead that it's old age, you can't do a thing about it, because your body has got a greater ability to heal than you've ever been led to believe. Remember that. Your body's got a greater ability to heal than you've ever been led to believe. Don't listen to anybody until you've seen somebody who is an expert with the spine and health care of the spine, not disease care of the spine, but health care of the spine. So I want to encourage you, if your family does not have a doctor of chiropractic on their healthcare team, by all means, get one. If they don't, I'd love to apply for the job. Again, my name is Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. If you want to check more of us or check us out, go to drkrmg.com. That's drkrmg.com or drbooz.com. And take a lunch with you, because there's a lot of information on there that's got bunches and bunches of good research that will show why the people who come to see us get the results that they come to get to see us. And you know, by the way, we've been doing this since 1895. And if this didn't work since 1895, we would have been gone a long time ago. So just know that, would you? So listen, had a great Sunday with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I look forward to seeing you next Sunday right here on AM 740, FM 102.3, News Talk KRMG. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For a complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on News 102.3 KRMG.